Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. Just as with science you are able to switch something on or off in a second, in the same way, check whether you are able to control your mind for as long as you want in the way that you want. You should be able to see yourself as an embodiment of success, both for yourself and service. However, Bab Dada sees that at present you only pay attention, ordinary attention, to increasing your account of thought power. You don't pay as much attention to that power as you should. You should speak and act automatically on the basis of your thoughts. There will be no need to make individual effort if you pay attention to this. You think, today I will pay attention to control my words. Today I will pay attention to my drishti. Today I will change my attitude by paying attention to it. When your thought power is powerful, you automatically control all of these things. You will then be saved from having to labor. So realize how important your thought power is. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 15th December 1999. Baba is talking about thought power. Just as science is able to switch something on and off, in the similar manner, check yourself whether you are able to control your mind as long as you want, in a way that you want. You should be able to see yourself as an embodiment of success, both for yourself and service. However, Bab Dada sees that you are paying ordinary attention to your thought. So, what is Baba saying here? You are paying ordinary attention to your thought. Sometimes you think that today I am going to control my drishti. Then you think that I am going to control my vritti, my drishti, my attitude, my words, my speech, my actions. Baba is saying that you don't have to do this. What you have to do this is control thought, and all other things would come under control on their own. You don't have to do anything for controlling other things, just control the thought. So it is about controlling thought power. So now the question is, Baba has also given example of science. Just as you switch on and off, whether it is light, any, all the appliances of electricity, whether it is a mobile, you can switch it on, switch it off. In the similar manner is your mind. You should be able to use it the way you want. If you want to focus, for example, you are reading Murli and you want that for next half an hour I should be absolutely focused, then you should be able to do that. Now, you have finished reading Murli, then you go to your work for your karma yoga. You should be able to focus on your work one-pointedly, rather than having a distracting mind which is wandering here and there. We have to develop this power of focusing on one thing at one time. For example, you all are sitting here, and somebody sits here and speaks. You should be able to focus completely on that person, whatever each and every word that person speaks, because you have to live in the now. The power of now is to live at this moment. While sitting here, if you are thinking of what I have to do throughout the day, I am planning the day, that means you are wasting your time by sitting here. If you are listening, you should only listen. If you are eating, it should be only eating. If you are moving around, it should be only moving around and bigger, remaining soul conscious. So, whilst doing one work, try to remain as much focused on that work. Now here again we come back to what Bab Dada is saying. Baba is saying that you have to focus on thought power. You are paying ordinary attention to this. You have to increase your span of attention. You have to increase your attention to this thought power. So how to do that? That is the question. If we can control, if we increase our thought power, then automatically all other things would come under control. So how to increase thought power? That is the question. How to increase? What are the ways? What are the means? What we should do? How to do? How to increase thought power means how to increase concentration. How to increase thought power means you have to, first thing would be churning. First thing would be contemplation. A deep contemplation about things. See, if there is just a one line, that one line is enough for 1 hour contemplation. It's not necessary that you read the entire Murli from cover to cover. You must know each and every word. It's not necessary. You just read one word and then you start churning about it. Churning should take longer. You should be able to churn for extended period of time, because by churning, automatically your mind becomes concentrated. Any topic you take and start churning about that topic. Anything you take and start churning about it. The more you churn and the deeper you churn, the more the depth you reach. Probably those depths which you never had explored. Probably those secrets which otherwise would never have come to you. It's only by focusing on one particular word like this Murli we have been reading from last 3-4 days. 3-4 episodes, it's the same Murli. We have yet not finished it because we are trying to focus only on one paragraph or one line, on one word. We need to understand what we call in Hindi as bhavarth, what is the connotation, what is the meaning of that line, what is the meaning of that word, what is the meaning of that entire statement, what exactly it is, and with what motive, with what feelings, with what emotions Baba has spoken that. I have to understand with the same level as he is speaking with. So, how to increase thought power? So, one of the ways is churning. That is the best way of increasing thought power. Take one topic, think on it. Take one topic, think on everything which is possible on it. Take any Laukik topics. For example, just now Manjuben was talking about marathon. So, when you see that it is some marathon is occurring, so try to convert it into spiritual topic. Anything what you see as material, try to spiritualize everything which is material. The other day somebody had spoken the word auto-updates. I was just churning what is spiritual auto-updates. Just as you have auto-updates here in mobile or in your computers. So is there something which is known as spiritual auto-update? So it's something like you are connecting everything with spirituality. You are moving around, you see a tree. Think of that tree. What that tree is. Is that tree saying something? Yesterday night, whilst we were doing the Murli revision, I was mentioning about Vincent van Gogh. Vincent van Gogh was a painter. What sort of attitude he had? He used to go in the field in the morning and used to come in the evening. Whole day he used to paint. He used to have his brushes. People would not understand his absurd, absolutely bizarre paintings he used to have. But his paintings were something else. He used to paint trees which are going up and touching the sky. People would say, what sort of tree is this? Which tree is touching the sky? He is saying that this is the thirst of the earth to touch the sky. And my tree is fulfilling that desire of the earth. He would paint a worker, but half of the body is made up of mud. As if where the earth is standing and where he is beginning, you cannot know. But his paintings were absurd. And people could not recognize him whilst he was there. He suffered from depression and so many, and ultimately he shot himself one day. But that was already he had fulfilled whatever he wanted to do in his life. After his death, then people started recognizing him. Before him, Michelangelo is nothing. Before him, Picasso is nothing. He is the pinnacle of the world of painting. So, that sort of creative mind he had. So, first, as I said, is churning. Second is creativity. How to increase mind power is bringing newness, bringing creativity, bringing new thing in everything. Don't listen the Murli the same way you are listening from last 10 years. Change it. Transform the way you listen Murli. Transform the way you churn Murli. Transform the way you read Murli. Bring about transformation in everything. Is there any new way? Is there any novel way, a novel approach towards the same thing? Then that will increase our thought power. So second thing is creativity. Third, okay, so going into the depth, but that will again come into the churning. You churn so deeply that you reach the very depths of the things. So that will bring about increase your thought power. Again, anything new? Stop multitasking. But sometimes in Brahmin life, I think most of us are servers and a sevadhari has to do multitasking. Okay, but as far as possible, try to remain focused on one thing Okay. So focus. Then writing. Writing is yet another way of creativity or increasing thought power. So develop this habit of writing on new topic every day. Take any new topic. That could be anything, but try to turn into a spiritual one. It could be anything. Yesterday there was a program in Om Shanti Bhavan, so many guests have come. So we can think, what are the ways we can give Baba's knowledge to these people? Is there any novel approach? One, we already know that we invite people, we call them, we arrange some program, then we give them gifts, we give them Brahma Bhojan and also and blah blah, all those things we do. But is there any novel approach? What can we do so that they will come to us? We don't have to come. Yesterday the Avyakta Murli Baba said that you need not to invite, you become so powerful, so you luminous, so that they get attracted towards your light, and just as the moths get attracted to the flame. In a similar manner. So is there any novel way of service? A new way of service? An untried way? Nobody has ever thought of that way. Is there a new way? An innovative approach? So this is one. Then what else? How to increase thought power? That is the question.
Make a commentary and
writing, he said. Then what?
Make a commentary.
So that will come in writing or even churning. Anything else?
Reading.
Increase your reading. This is the thing, I think, in Brahmin family this is lacking very much. People are so narrow-minded that they do not try to read things. Read books, read good things, try to read between the lines as well. Reading between the lines is trying to understand the hidden meaning. So expand your reading. Because the more you expand, the more you get a time, more you have an understanding of comparison. You develop a comparative intellect. Unless and until you have a comparative intellect, because see, Baba is using contrast method in Murli. What is in the bhakti, what is in the jnana. What was in the golden age and what's now in the end of Kali Yuga. So he is always trying to compare things. This world and that world. This world and that world. This thing and that thing. New thing and the old thing. He is always this life and that life. What are you now and what are you going to become now? He is always comparing. So reading gives you a comparative vision. Reading gives you a comparative vision. Read the lives of great men. Read the history of this yajna. Read the lives of all the dadis. Read the lives and experiences. There are so many books are available here in our yajna about experiences nowadays. Just read anybody's experience. We never know that probably a new person who has come in jnana since 2 years, read his experience, probably you will get a new point which you never had heard in last 20 years. Because every individual is unique, every individual is a special actor in this drama. And Baba has selected that person, how he got selected, what speciality was there in him. There must be something, some uniqueness. So, experience, reading experiences about of people. So reading is a very important thing to increase the thought power. Next.
Visualization.
Yes, very good. Visualize. You try to develop your power of visualization, power of picturization, power of colorization. See things. Do not read. When you read, convert them into pictures. Those children, psychologists have done an analysis, those children who watch cartoons much, they are very creative. In cartoons they show that one man is going, another car is coming, and totally just that man is totally made flat. This is an absolutely new thing. How can a man become flat? But he develops that that innovative vision, that creative ideas. He becomes more and more creative. So visualization. One is to see things. Other is to see through mind's eye. Just as when Murli is going on, don't listen that. Visualize it. See it. Yes. As I always give example of our dean when I was in the medical college, government medical college, we had a dean, and on the while we were in the first MBBS, he had given a speech. And in his speech, he gave the example, 60 years back when I joined this medical college, and when I came in this medical college, on the very first day of medical college, of first MBBS, he said, I thought I will become the dean of this college one day. That was the vision he created. On the first day, first MBBS student creating a vision, lot of fear of ragging around. So all those things are there, and he's entering sneakily, and he saw the medical college, and he created this dream, and every day he visualized, I am already dean of this medical college. And he became the dean of the medical college after 60 years. After such a long journey, but that vision, that dream, he saw there. So whatever you think, whatever you dream, think of it, dream of it, color it, fill it, see it in vivid colors. So visualization increases your thought power. Next. What else? Yeah, yeah, you should be in a habit of experimenting. Life is a lab. Convert this life into a laboratory and try to experiment with thoughts, try to experiment with feelings, try to experiment with emotions. Try to experiment with your experiences. Suppose this was the thought I had, and what was the result of that thought? This was the situation and I became angry here. What was the result? Suppose in the similar situation, had I not become angry, what would have been the result? This was the situation. Yesterday that happened. And in that situation, I reacted in this manner. Suppose, was there any other option to react in the similar situation, was there a better way of reaction? So try to experiment. Experiment with thoughts, experiment with words, experiment with experiences, experiment with actions. So experimentation increases your thought power. Then, affirmation, lot of affirmations. This is a very good method of increasing thought power. You take one soman, you take one thought and try to keep on saying it within yourself. You should have a lot of list of affirmations, subliminal thought, they say. So many things are there that if you keep on putting one thought into your brain, just hammer that thought, keep on hammering that thought, keep on hammering that thought, and that thought will materialize, that thought will translate into practice one day. Whatever that thought may be, if you have the thought, I am weak, 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 I am infirm, I am infirm, I am infirm, I am infirm, the infirmity will come to you. I am power, the penury will come to you. So, I am strong, I am powerful, the power will come to you. Whatever you think, those thoughts will one day materialize. Thoughts are not invisible things. Thoughts are things. Just as this mobile is a thing, in the similar manner, thought is also a thing. Thought is a thing. So, affirmations. Then, see your thoughts. That is a detached observer. So, that is also a good practice. In the world, meditation means observing your thoughts. Sit down, close the eyes and observe what thoughts are coming, what feelings are coming, from what sources they are coming. What is the fountain's head of those thoughts? So, from what bed of the subconscious they are arising? Seeing thoughts as they come. So, seeing thoughts, detached observership. It is known as witnessing. Attitude of witnessing. See, there are three types of personalities in the world. Three types of personality. In Hindi, they are known as, one is Drishya. Second is Darshan. Darshak. And third is Drishta. There are three types of personalities in the world. One is Drishya. They try to become Drishya. Means they try to become seen. Means they try to exhibit. They try to make show off. They want to show others. Everything they do is for others. If they do good purushar, the basic desire is that others should see and praise me. These are Drishya. These are the three categories of people in the world. First category is Drishya. Drishya means they are seen. They want to exhibit. They want to show off. Everything they do, whether it is Amrit Vela, whether it is going to Murli, whether it is traffic control, if nobody is watching, they are least bothered about traffic control. But if they are in Shantivan, and hundreds are watching them, straight in the middle of the road, they will stop while the car is giving horns. And they are angry with even the driver, that they will signal to them that traffic control is going on. One brother was eating and there was a traffic control and he stopped in between, his hand in between like this, with the morsel of food, and watching and giving drishti that food, and at the same time watching others. This is the first category of the people who are drishya. They try to exhibit, they try to make a show off. They want... So, this is not about just anything it could be. It is the drishya category of the people, all actors for that matter, all the politicians for that matter, they are drishya. Actors and actresses. Why they are doing all those things? They want to show off. Name and fame and glory or whatever the things. One is drishya. Second category of the people are darshak. These are spectators, these are audience. They are enjoying what is going on. But the problem is, if the scene is good, they are happy. The problem is, if there is unhappiness on the screen, they are unhappy. If somebody is crying on that screen, they also start crying. If there is a violence on the screen, they also become violent. If there is vices on that screen, the same urges of vices arise in them. Whatever is happening on the screen is directly affecting the darshak. So this is the second category of the soul, they are darshak. Half of the world is darshak. Or even that, more than that. They are just watching, they are audience, mute spectators, and getting affected by whatever scenes that are happening on this world stage. Whatever that is happening in this world, whatever that is happening around them, everything is making an impact on their hearts and their minds. So that is the second category of the soul, darshak. There is a third category of the soul, drishta. Drishta, second category is known as observer. Third category is known as drishta, means detached observer. That is the difference. Detached observership means you are neither the observed nor the observer, but you are something else. You are witness. You are watching everything. You are watching things how they are happening, rather than getting involved in them. You are not getting involved in anything. This is the very higher stage of the consciousness. These are actually the three stages of the consciousness. You are far, far away. You are not getting involved. And for this, you require a lot of practice. Lot of practice. Suppose, people say, I get angry, what should I do? Or, I am suffered by, I get assailed by lust, what should I do? Then we try to create that lust becomes an enemy, and we try to fight, and we spend the whole life fighting with that lust. In the similar manner of Ace thought, we try to fight with that. It's not the question of fighting. See, it is coming and it is going. These are shadows. People, 10 years, they remain pure, and one day their brahmacharya gets broken and they become repentant. And a great repentance comes and they never are able to overcome that repentance from that. They keep on thinking about that because they think we have done a great sin. How that arose? They keep on churning this, and more they go down and down, down. Rather than this, what is the way out? The way out is witnessing. They are shadows. They came and they left. Rather than stopping, why don't you concentrate on those 10 years? Why don't you concentrate on 7 days you were okay? On 8th day, something happened. You get focused on that 8th day so much that you forget what happened in those 7 days. Why don't you think that what that happened on the 8th day was just a shadow, which came and which left? Go ahead. Come back to your pure stage. Come back to your powerful stage. Come back to your original pure positive thoughts. Rather than focusing so much on negative. Yesterday's Murli, while talking with the group of Sweden, Baba said, keep your specialities in front of you, not your imperfections. Keep your whatever talents you have, not your flaws. Have faith in that. This is to have faith in ourselves. So, three categories of soul, and we have to become detached observer. We have to become witness. Rather than being judgmental and judging people, he is good, he is not good. He is better, he is worst. Who are you to judge others? Judge not and ye shall not be judged. So, any other one last point and then we'll... Prepare thought power.
If I am thinking solemnly, trying to
buy a car. Yeah. Preparedness. Yeah. So, you need some preparation. Okay. What else?
Revision.
Revising what? Okay. So, that is, you can call it self-checking. Self-checking, introspection, self-reflection, self-accounting. Before you go off to sleep, just check yourself. Stop and check. Stop and check. Internalize the concept. Unless and until you know that concept in depth, you are not going to understand it. It should be so crystal clear in front of you. All the things. Whatever topics, like we are taking the topic of thought power. This power, this thought power should be absolutely internalized. Totally personalized. Internalized. Completely understood. Made personal. And you should feel that this is mine. Then only you will feel to go ahead in that. There is one more point probably I'll take in some other class. Eliminating errors in thinking. Psychologists have described 5 different types of errors. We will take that tomorrow. 5 different types of errors in thinking pattern. So 5 different types are there. We will discuss that tomorrow. Again, we will revise. First was said, how to increase thought power, churning. Second, reading. Third, creativity. Fourth, writing. Fifth, visualization, affirmations. Then, experimentation, checking, self-checking, detached observership, internalization of concepts, then error in thinking. We must try to know, is there some error in my thinking? The mnemonic in that is PATI, P-A-A-T-I. We will discuss that tomorrow. Mnemonic of P-A-A-T-I, PATI, that is the thinking of, that is the errors in thinking. Psychology has described what are the different errors in your thinking. You must know these errors, because otherwise we will become self-victimized all the time. We will always be making ourselves self-traumatized. Either self-traumatization or self-aggrandization. Or you are trying to... it means you are trying to glorify yourself more than what you are. You are trying to think of yourself more than what you are. Or you are trying to, that is something like superiority complex. It is a self-aggrandization. Grandeur, hallucinations of grandeur. Oh, I am the king. I am the best. Something like that. It's like daydreaming and all. So you either go there or you go to the depth, abysmal depth. I am nothing. I am worthless. I can't do. I am weak. I am powerless. So these are the granthis, they are known as. You need to get rid of all the granthis, all the complexes, superiority, inferiority, whatever. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Om Shanti.